Welcome back to Sunday Primer. Our hope with this podcast, as we say every week, is that we would begin to prime our hearts, our minds, our souls to be thinking upon the Lord and to fixing our attention upon the Lord even before we gather as the people of God. And so today I want to look at Exodus 25, verse 8. It says this, "And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst." And this verse reveals to us an incredible truth about God's character, that he desires to be near his people. We see in this verse that God is instructing the Israelites to build a sanctuary or a physical location, a physical place where his presence would dwell among them. And this sanctuary was a visible reminder to them of God's closeness, of his faithfulness, of his invitation to relationship to them. And we see later on in Scripture, obviously, that the ultimate fulfillment of this verse is found in Jesus Christ, or Emmanuel, God with us. And so through Christ, God came to dwell not in a building or an ark as they were constructing here, but among us and with us. And today, the Holy Spirit makes his dwelling in believers, transforming our lives. I'm thankful for verses like this in Scripture because it reminds us that there's this overarching theme in the Bible of God's closeness, God's desire to be near us, all the way from the garden to the end of Scripture with his people in heaven with him. God has been pursuing us and desiring closeness with us throughout the entire story of the Bible. So this morning, can we pray to that end, thanking God for his desire to be close with you and with me, when in fact we actually deserve the exact opposite, but yet he still pursues us and still desires a closeness with us. Let's pray together this morning. Heavenly Father, we are in awe of your love and desire to dwell with us. God, we are filled with thankfulness and gratitude for the fact that you sent Jesus to be God with us, making it possible for us to know you and to dwell with you and commune with you. And so, Lord, I pray that through your Spirit, Lord, would you fill us this morning with strength? Would you fill us with wisdom? Would you fill us with courage today? And God, we long for the day when we can dwell with you and to know you more fully. So, Lord, we look to that day. We long for that day. So help us to honor you with all that we are and all that we have. We ask this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, Emmanuel. Amen.